The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
You're about to discover the secrets of success in business. Welcome to Success Unchained with Anthony and Julie McGloin. In our program today, you'll learn simple, powerful ways to overcome your biggest challenges and achieve the outstanding results you've always dreamed of. That's exciting. So let's get started right now with your hosts, Anthony and Julie McGloin.
Welcome to Success Unchained, the weekly show helping you achieve the true potential in your business and to build rock-solid foundations for your future success. I'm Julie McGloin.
And I'm Anthony McGloin, and we're co-hosts on the show and co-owners of Straightforward Success, an award-winning company focused on helping small business owners and entrepreneurs achieve world-class results through world-class business coaching and training.
Today, we're going to look at some of the great business books and pick some real gold nuggets for you.
Yes, and here are some interesting statistics I found about books. The average person reads one business book a year. And the majority of those don't get beyond the first chapter.
That's quite sad, really.
Yes, it is. Avid readers earn five times more than those who don't read. And wait for it. Here's the big one. The CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, on average, read one book per week compared to one book a year.
And those
same CEOs earn 354 times more than their employees. Isn't that incredible?
That is incredible. And that's a huge incentive to start reading, I think.
You bet.
I mean, I know you and I, we've invested thousands of hours in reading and learning from the experts. And like us, we are hoping that our readers and our listeners find to do the same. The best principles become embedded in the way you run your business. So that's the best way to learn them is to read, listen to the audio tapes, and just learn.
Yeah, and that's the same for your life as well. You know, it's the same. The business books are great for business, and there's some great life books out there too.
There is. That's very true. Before we get started, today, as always, feel free to give us a call on 866-472-5790 or email anthony@straightforwardsuccess.com with any questions or comments, or just tell us what your favorite book is. Let's start by giving a few names of books that we've enjoyed over the years. Anthony, what's the top of your list?
Well, the funny thing is, the very first book I bought was called The Lazy Man's Way to Riches. Now, I saw this in an advertisement in England in a Sunday newspaper, and I thought at the age of, I think I must have been 13, I thought, I like that title, The Lazy Man's Way to Riches. And you know what? Just a few minutes ago, I pulled it out of the shelf here, and I found some notes that I made at the age of 13. You know, it may just be interesting to go through a couple of these, Julie.
Yeah, I'd be interested in those. What do they tell you?
Well, it tells me that, because this book is, and a lot of the books follow exactly the same themes. You know, there aren't an awful lot of new things that happen. And this was back in 1968, it must have been. And one of the exercises was to work out personal qualities that would help me succeed. And in my 13-year-old handwriting, I've just got these pulled out. I can concentrate on one thing at a time. So clearly in those days, and this is where I'm going to lay myself open to you, Julie, in those days, I found it difficult to focus on one thing at a time.
Really?
Another one
was, guy, aren't you?
Very nice, too. Very nice. Another, I'm rational, not impulsive. So I was already aware that I was impulsive. I do not procrastinate. Well, that's one thing that I've managed to overcome. I have conquered worry and stress. Well, you know, maybe I haven't always done that, but
that's a hard one for anybody to overcome, though, because you never know what's going to come your way, do you?
And I'm very positive. Number 14, I find it easy to become involved in discussions. Well, a lot of my career is all about engaging people. Mm-hmm. And the very strange thing is, I won't read these out, but the idea of incantations or affirmations came through in the book even then. And years later, 30 years later, when we attended courses like the Tony Robbins or Bob Proctor, it was coming back to the principle of affirmations, the self, your self-talk being so much stronger than the talk that everybody else tells you. So that's really interesting. And I just flicked that open and found these sheets of paper. Amazing. Amazing.
And do you think that the notes that you took at 13 are different than the notes you would have made today?
That's going to be an interesting exercise. And you know what? The thing about learning is that it's always a work in progress. And you can change certain things, but you can't always change some of the key, the core values. And I'm going to be interested later, just go through these and have a look at some of the core values that I had and just see how they may have changed, hopefully for the better.
Mm.
Yeah. It's an easy read. The Lazy Man's Way to Riches by Joe Carbo. And the next one, you asked me what I'd like. The next one, this is an easy read. The next one was the In Search of Excellence by Tom Peters. That was a study of successful companies. Quite a controversial bit that surrounds that book. But I found it a bit of a heavy read. I suppose if I was going to choose one as my favorite, that's tricky. But I'd probably go with The 1 Minute Millionaire by Mark Victor Hansen and Richard Allen. Let's look at that one in a moment. But Julie, what about you? If you had to choose one great book, which one would it be?
Well, you know, as you say, it's kind of hard to choose just one because they stand out in different ways. One of the most recent ones I read recently was The Visionary Business by Mark Allen. Now, it's not a huge book and it didn't really say anything new, but it just told the story in a way that appealed to me. For instance, it was a story about somebody who is starting a business and they hire somebody to come in and help them. This particular visionary helped him discover a lot of things about himself and where he wanted to go with the business, helped him to find the passion, helped him to put the different foundations in place. It was really a lot of the same stuff that we go through with our clients. But again, it was just written in a different way. One of the things that really came out of this book for me, and I know I mentioned it to you at the time, was that if you take a piece of paper and you draw a 5-pointed star, like you were just, you know, up, down, and across.
I'm going to do it now.
If you're going to do a star for a Christmas present or a Christmas whatever.
Anyway, I've just done it.
And I firmly believe, and most of the people I know firmly believe, that we have a higher power, whether that's God, whether it's source, whether it's energy, whatever it is, there is a higher power. And so what we want you to do at that top of that star is put my whole life is turned over to this power, this source, this energy.
So what do you do? Name the source?
You can name the source. You can name it God. You can name it the tree. You can name it your fairy godmother, whoever your higher power is that you go to.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a list of the most important goals, passions, desires, and dreams that you have of your life, pick the top four, and you put those four passions or dreams, put one on each of the other corners, and that's four of them.
And so what you're doing, give us an example of one of those, Julie. What would one be?
What would one be?
Being happy?
Being happy, running a marathon in a year's time. It could be having a $3 million business in 2 years' time. It could be a number of different things. Anything that you're passionate about, whether it's a physical thing, whether it's with your business, something that's really going to be passionate and meaningful for you. What you're doing is creating, in a sense, a dream board, but it's not with all of the pictures and everything that you're going to create a huge marquee on. This is a simple star that you have your greater power above you, that you're handing these items over to. So in concentrating on these, it helps you focus in on them and actually achieve them.
Interesting concept.
It is an interesting concept.
And you know, that's so true, because we know there's a part of your brain called the reticular activating system, which is the same part of your brain that makes you think that the car that you've just bought is the only one of its type. But as soon as you drive out of the showroom, guess what? You start noticing them. So when you name something and identify it and write it down, your mind actually takes notice and it realizes that this thing is important to you. It's the whole principle of goal setting.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you're discovering your plan for your business and for your life, it has to be strong enough to come over every possible hurdle that could possibly come your way. You have to have a passion. You have to have a vision. You have to know that whatever challenge might come your way, you use that as a stepping stone to get to your ultimate goal. And the way to do that is to be able to embrace change. And I know we're going to talk about this a little bit later in the fact that change is such a huge part of growing a business and running a business. You have to embrace it and you have to be prepared for it.
And wouldn't you say that most of the great books actually help you do that?
Absolutely. Again, you know, they all tell a very similar story. It's just a way that they tell it. And it's a way that resonates with you when you read it.
Yeah. The one I mentioned, The 1 Minute Millionaire by Mark Victor Hansen, told it in a way where there was a story of, do you remember the wife who had recently been widowed, and her dreadful in-laws had said that she wasn't worthy of maintaining her children, but they gave her a challenge that if she raised $1 million in 3 months, that she could keep her children. And the book is the story of how she did that. But the great thing about that book is that was on the right-hand page, the story unfolds, and on the left-hand of each double page were the tools that she used to do it in the story, which you can use in your business yourself. I think that one, I enjoyed that one.
Well, that's it. I mean, everybody who has had challenges or who has made it to the top and decided that they wanted to write a book to tell their story, there are very few challenges that you can come up against where you can't find the answers from somebody who has already been through it. It's funny that one of the things I came across when researching for this show is that there are 3 rules that PepsiCo's CEO printed on all of his information, and he promotes it, and is love change. We either learn to love it or resist the inevitable. Learn to dance. Our working relationship should be a dance, not a struggle. And leave J. Edgar Hoover behind. Hire good people, clearly define their responsibilities, and let them do it their own way. Which kind of goes back even to what Tony and Burke Franklin were saying, that you've got to hire strong people who are probably even smarter than you, and let them do their job.
Interesting. The other thing about books, and think of it like films. Some people like thrillers, some people like documentaries, and some people like cartoons. And some of the best books are written in the nature of a cartoon. Mm. For example, Who Moved My Cheese? That's a great book. Do you remember that one?
I do. Yeah, very, very well. And again, you know, one of the top things that book came out was anticipate change and adapt to it.
Well, that's what made me think of it, that it's all about change. So, I mean, the key points of Who Moved My Cheese, which is a family of mice who... one day their cheese is moved, and it's all about anticipating the change and adapting to it quickly and enjoying it. Because if you don't change, the mice would have been extinct. So, you know, it's important to be aware of when things are getting old before you become extinct. Always be ready to move in new directions. I think there was an interesting thing about fear in that book, wasn't there? What was it? Freedom was moving beyond your fear. And that's an interesting concept.
And that's in life, isn't it? Freedom is moving beyond your fear.
Yeah. Because and that it's safer to go searching for cheese than it is to go without. Where, you know, how many people won't take the risk to go and look for something new? But it's safer to go searching than to go without.
Well, so, you stay in your own comfort zone in many cases, isn't it?
Yeah. And that, you know, what do they say about change? That the only constant in business is change. So change happens. You've got to move with it.
Absolutely.
If you haven't read Who Moved My Cheese, it's a great book. Actually, some of the really good books have got memorable titles. There's another good book by Seth Godin called Purple Cow. That was an interesting one. And of course, there are the classics, aren't there?
Which are the classics? the tried and tested books that come along. Well, we've got Seven Habits of Highly Successful People, and whenever we do workshops or seminars, that's usually the one that when we ask if people are familiar with it, people raise their hand. So that's one that is certainly a very popular book.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot, Julie. What are the seven habits?
Oh, easy. Number one, be proactive. Take charge of your life.
Yeah.
Number two, begin with the end in mind. Be Merlin. You're more effective with a clear destination. And we do an awful lot of teaching about Merlin, where you put the you start with the end in mind, know where you want to go, and therefore take the overwhelm out of the everyday.
And the reason we call it Merlin is because Merlin in King Arthur's day was the magician who always used to say, begin with the end in mind.
Very good voice there. Yeah.
Thank you. But you are more effective with a clear destination. And also, you know, there aren't many prizes for playing blindfold archery. Think of in an archery tournament, if you were blindfolded and you didn't know where the target was, how on earth could you hit it? And how would you know?
If I were in the audience, I think I'd just kind of duck.
Yeah.
Right. We digress. Number three, first things first. And that means
prioritize.
Absolutely.
And then the next one in Seven Habits is something that so few people do, which is genuinely think win-win. Most people feel that business is a battle. Well, business can be so much more comfortable and enjoyable. Life as well.
Well, when that's you like insist the visionary that you, business said, you know, dance. And the business should be a dance. It shouldn't be a struggle.
And that means dancing with your clients and with your competition.
Absolutely.
You and your others should win.
Yeah. Right. Number five. We're all the way down to five. Seek first to understand, then to be understood.
Are you reading these, Julie?
Well, I'm reading number five because that's a number. That's a hard one.
Okay.
First, understand where others are coming from.
Yeah. The thing is, you could, unless you understand something, it's impossible to teach it. Here's another concept with it. And what we do is to take these concepts and expand them. Think of this. You know the 80-20 rule? The 80-20 rule that says, you know, well, it applies in so many areas. When you know a topic and you really understand it, which is why it's relevant to Seven Habits, when you really understand a topic, you'll probably only ever need to really tell or explain or present the 20% top layer. But have you ever been to a presentation where questions have been asked and the presenter obviously doesn't know the topic in depth?
Now you're getting after me because I read the fifth. But yes, no, absolutely.
No, the thing is this, that you must know 100%. You must be able to seek first to understand. You've got to understand your topic 100%, even though you are normally only going to be able to deliver 20% of it, so that when somebody tests you, you can delve down into the knowledge bank of the other 80% and come up with the answer or come
Absolutely.
Up with a solution for the other person. That's the key.
It is.
And knowing where the others are coming from enables you to do that.
And that also puts you in the position of authority.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And number six, and I've got my eyes closed here, is synergize, which I've always really loved the word anyway.
You're combining people's efforts.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. For the better results.
Yeah.
And then number seven is sharpen the saw. And that just means always renew yourself to continue being effective. Always be sharp so that you can go through whatever comes your way.
And what's one of the best ways of sharpening your saw, always renewing yourself to continue
reading,
being effective?
Learning.
Reading. Yeah. Learning. Absolutely. So that seems like a great time to go to a break and come back and look at some other great books. Let's
Sounds
go to
great.
Right now.
Okay.
We're always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Business owners, exactly how well is your business performing? What are your biggest challenges? And what are your top priorities? Find out with the powerful, acclaimed, and free Business Success Wheel. In just 15 minutes, you check the 12 vital signs of your business and get the results immediately, confirming your biggest strengths and exposing your biggest weaknesses. Visit straightforwardsuccess.com. Transform your business with Straightforward Success. That's straightforwardsuccess.com.
The latest business information is made simple with the Voice America Business Network. The professionals in the business world bring you live talk radio shows featuring an array of business topics, strategies for building wealth, sales and marketing, stock trading, investing, and business technology. Voice America business hosts are professionals in their fields and bring to the airwaves weekly business discussions that offer up-to-date information, advice, and education. The Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business talk.
If you want to know about investing in emerging and frontier markets, or if you have experience in this field but still need to know more, tune in to Emerging and Frontier Markets Investing with Gavin Graham. Gavin explores news, current trends, and insights about both categories of investing. His guest experts, along with his own knowledge, will help you stay above the line when it comes to growth potential, whether in funds or equities. He will look at what to invest in and avoid. Tune in to Emerging and Frontier Markets Investing with Gavin Graham every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
We're always talking business.
Talk to an expert.
Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network. You're tuned in to Success Unchained with Anthony and Julie McGloin. To connect with the show today, please call 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to Anthony at straightforwardsuccess.com. Now, back to Success Unchained.
Well, welcome back. Before we get started into more books, we've got some emails coming in from a number of people and who are coming in with some of their favorite books. We've got one from Matt from New York. He says that his favorite book of all is The 1 Minute Manager.
Oh, I like that one, Matt. Absolutely.
I think everyone likes that one. I wonder how many people have put it on the chair of their boss at one point or another.
Hey, what a nice way to... yeah, I like that. Yes, but it wouldn't be quite so good if you were the boss.
No.
The 1 Minute Manager. What a great concept. The principle is that you manage your people in tranches of 1 minute, so that if you're going to discipline them, you discipline them in a minute. If you're going to congratulate them, you bring them in and you congratulate them in a minute. So you can almost do it standing up. And the principle of this is that it stands out. You know, most people are called in to have a 5 minute preamble and then a 10-minute discussion, and before you know where you are, the point of the meeting's just lost. Go in there short, sharp, straight to the point, and that really makes a big impact. Great book, 1 Minute Manager.
It does much more than that too, though. It helps a manager be able to take some of the challenges with a person and make sure that they do it behind closed doors. You always congratulate somebody or give somebody praise in front of others. If you're going to discipline them or criticize them for whatever reason, then that needs to be done behind closed doors so that person doesn't feel sheepish, get red in the face, get embarrassed, and things can go a lot quicker and a lot better if that happens. Yeah.
I think some of the best books are simple and easy to read, but you know they're great books because when they have started a whole new culture in business, and that's one of them, The 1 Minute Manager.
Absolutely.
Good call, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. I vote for 7 Habits. That's from Gene. So there's another one who loves the 7 Habits.
Yeah, that's a good one too, of course.
Oh, here's an interesting one. The best book I ever read was an audio version of Science of Getting Rich. That's from Mary.
I wonder.
So it also goes to show that you don't have to sit down with a book or a Nook or a Kindle, that you can listen to things in your car. I remember having a friend who was a very high up person with Intel in Phoenix a long time ago. And she used to hate her drive to work. It used to take her 55 minutes or so to get to work until she discovered audiobooks. and business audiobooks. She said she couldn't wait to get in her car and take the drive, and that it had gone so fast that by the time she got to the parking lot, she wasn't ready to stop because she was learning so much and enjoying the audio so much.
So five, let's just see, 260. Think of the number of hours in the working week, in the month, in the year that you could learn if you had an audio program in your car instead of the local
radio. Wait, you can average that out to figure out your average commute, the number of days you do it, and yeah. Go with it. Yeah.
So the Science of Getting Rich program is a great audio program. I bet that was the one with Bob Proctor, and we've done a lot of work with Bob. That's a powerful program. We still got the suitcase version of that one, Julie. Do you remember?
Yes, we do. Yeah.
And by the way, if you do like a great book or an audio program, how about incorporating it into your business, starting a book club with your managers, or using the best bits of the best books and finding ways to implement them?
Or even a library. If people shy away from a book club because they feel that the pressure is on to read it by a certain time, then how about a library or a suggested reading list or a suggested reading library?
When we're doing presentations and these books come up with our clients, they normally commit to buy them and put them in the library, and then their team, their employees, have full access to the library. They do have to sign in and sign out, because there's no point having a book out for months without anybody reading it. But what a great way of just helping your team develop themselves. Anybody else got any others coming through?
Yes, we do. It's got to be Think and Grow Rich from Sue.
Yeah. You know, we've got a great new client of ours just starting tomorrow, actually. And I learned from him last week. Somehow along the way, I missed the latest release of Napoleon Hill, which is called Outwitting the Devil. So Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill in Outwitting the Devil, which I haven't read, but I'm going to, apparently digs deep to reveal how fear, procrastination, anger, jealousy all prevents us from realizing our true personal goals. And it was considered too controversial to be published originally.
No
so
kidding.
I'm looking forward to that. But there's an interesting thing about Think and Grow Rich. And we'll maybe come back to that in the last section, Julie, because so many people just regurgitate the same messages. And I think the real leaders, the thought leaders in industry and business, and you've got to be a thought leader in your own business, are the ones who don't just regurgitate it, but actually put a new take on it, a new angle, add to it. That's really important.
Oh, it is. It is. Yeah. As you say, if you keep hearing the same thing over and over, you turn off. But if somebody says something bright, new, and exciting about it, then it's a matter of rekindling the fire.
Yeah. And we've got Deborah saying, Anthony, I've read and continue to read many books. I've read Who Moved My Cheese, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and quite a few others. I enjoy them. Yeah, Rich Dad, Poor Dad's an interesting one as well. Teaching people how to understand money. That really is a good one. So what else? What's the one we use with clients, Julie, Eat That Frog. What's the message you get from Eat That Frog about time management?
To do the thing that you're least wanting to do first. And that way you get it out of the way. I know that I have been victim to doing this in the past, which is, I've got to do a particular project today and I'll just put it off. I'll do this first. I'll do something else first. And I'll just kind of take a break from that and do this first. And then by the end of the day, it seems like it's such a huge, huge project that it waits till the next day.
Yeah.
So if you don't bite it off first thing in the morning and do what you really don't want to do, then it just kind of hovers about and your day gets filled up with stuff as opposed to the rocks, which are
the rocks,
things that you should be biting
sand.
Off first thing in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I've just realized maybe we haven't been given all the names of these books, but Eat That Frog, Brian Tracy, great business guru. Another one he did was Crunch Point, which is a good one. Let's not go into the detail of Crunch Point at the moment. But that's a really good one because there always comes a crunch point and it's important to know that. Another great book, Julie, Questions Are the Answers, one of both of our favorites. I know that.
Alan and Barbara Pease. If any of you have not read any of their books, I highly encourage it. Allan Pease, A-L-L-A-N-Pease, like please without the L. And they have some magnificent books, very easy to read, very short reads. Questions are the answers. It allows you to take yourself out of the focus when you're speaking to someone, whether it's a sales or a networking group, and put the focus on the person that you're talking to, the way to ask questions to get what you want and what you need out of that person.
And I'll tell you something here. On page 24, so you must get this book, Questions of the Answers.
Got the book in front of you, huh?
Yeah, on page 24 are the 5 solid gold questions. We've used those with clients. We use them ourselves. They really work in sales. If you don't know what the 5 solid gold questions are, either research them, go Google and find them out, buy the book, or get in touch with us, and I'll be happy to go through that with you. But genuinely, that page, what did I say it was, 24?
24.
Has been probably one of the most influential little sections of any book for so many sales organizations. Really incredible.
I think it was written originally for multi-level marketing, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Its subheading is how to get to yes in network marketing, but actually the principles are applied equally as well. I met Allan Pease actually. Where was it? Was it in Australia? He's an Australian. And he's a really nice guy, fun guy. And the books are read in a very fun way, or written in a very fun way. Another book I've always said is a great sales book, Jack Collis, The Great Sales Book. People were asking earlier about some sales books, but Jack Collis, and I nearly confused it with Jim Collins, Good to Great. In fact, developing this great book called From Good to Great, this is where, how do you go from good to great? Well, we've expanded that a little. How do you go from poor to great? Because if you're poor at something, have you noticed how very often you might not even start anything because it's just too big a jump? You know, to go from poor to great overnight, it doesn't happen. But what you can do, and what you, it's absolutely in your power to be able to do this, is to go from poor at something today to just slightly better than poor at that thing tomorrow. And when you've got to slightly better than poor, you can aim the next day to go to average, and then slightly better than average, and then to good, and then slightly better than good, very good, et cetera, until you get to great. And the key thing here is when you get to great, don't stop. Kaizen, constant and never-ending improvement, was the key thing in the Japanese car industry. So I've taken up a couple of the minutes there, Julie. I think.
Well, and I just want to add something about what we work on. Our program is we take that to heart. And the way that we work with our clients to do the 3 months rolling program, is to take your goals and actually do that in each step, so that you're going from not knowing how to go forward to a little step at a time. So therefore, it takes the overwhelm out of it. You only have to go one step at a time.
And you can only do that if you know your end in mind, coming back to 7 habits.
Yep.
When you know your destination, you know you're traveling in the right direction. When you draw a line from A, where you are now, to B, your destination, that little step is along the right route.
Exactly. There is a book that I liked that I don't think you got on too well, which again goes to prove that it's writing style and the way that a story is written, which was The Richest Man in Babylon by George S. Clason. I really enjoyed that book. And again, it's a short book. It doesn't take a long time to go through it. And it tells better a little caution than a great regret.
And you're right. Somehow I didn't connect with that one. Great message, but it didn't connect with me quite so much as others. And you know, there are so many great books. That's the beauty of it. And, you know, there's also, I was just about to say that there are ways that you can get book summaries. And there's a website called businesssummaries.com. Then there's Success Magazine as well, Julie. And they do monthly book summaries as well. So you can test the summary of the book to see whether you want to read the whole thing.
Well, the nice thing about Success Magazine is, too, that they have a number of audio tapes that talk a lot about different business tips and advice that will help you. I think Success Magazine is a fantastic tool, and we've subscribed to it for a number of years.
Yeah, I've got a copy in my hand at the moment. And as you say, there's an audio book. In fact, you know, I would say this. If you get 12 of these and make them into a 12 months for 1 year, you've got such a compendium of brilliant reference material and inspirational material. And it's all vibrant. It's all live. They'll have the Williams tennis sisters 1 month. They'll have Tony Robbins another month. Then they'll have the head of a major corporation another month as the major interviewee. And there are so many things you can learn from them.
There is.
So whoever it was that sent the email about audio, you know, yeah, audio, olden days, you had to read a book. Now you can do it in all sorts of ways.
You can. And let's not forget your book, Creating Remarkable You. I personally think your own book, that's a brilliant book. And a few weeks ago, we were promoting it on the show, and it's still available. So we would love to have people get their hands on it. Anthony will give a signed copy. All you have to do is go to our website and go to our website and get a copy.
Well, that's very kind of you to raise it.
It's changed a lot of people's lives, and it's a good measure read.
And you know what? The funny thing is, we went to a really it was a brilliant presentation the other day, and there's a little book that we were given called What Can I Say by Simon and Karen Fox, and it was how to use the right words and actions that bring comfort and to those who are suffering. Now, I noticed as we read through that little book, there were a number of things that were very similar to my book, Creating a Remarkable You. And you know what? Those similarities go right the way back to where we used to live, Julie, in England, Combe Martin in Devon. And in Ilfracombe, the writer who has quickly gone out of my head, and it was As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. Just managed
well
to
done.
Recover
I was
from
going to just put myself in there, but you managed to beat me to it.
Yeah, avoided an embarrassing silence. But James Allen lived in Ilfracombe in North Devon in England, and it was in the mid-1800s that book was written. And, you know, some of those key principles are threads and themes that come through all the great books, right the way through, How to Win Friends and Influence People. You know, the Think and Grow Rich, the books that we've mentioned. It's funny how the real classics are timeless.
And, you know, if you don't know where to start with these books and you're always thinking, I just really need to start reading something. I know it'll be good for me. Any of the ones that we're mentioning today are great. Just go online to Amazon and go into business books and just pick up one and start.
And we've got an email coming in, and I think it's probably one of the best business books ever. And let's, when we go to the break in a moment, Julie, let's come back and review The E-Myth Revisited.
Great idea. Brilliant book.
Yeah. So let's go to that break now and come back for the final segment of the program with probably one of the most influential books of all time.
Okay. See you in a minute.
The market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now toll free 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Business owners, exactly how well is your business performing? What are your biggest challenges? And what are your top priorities? Find out with the powerful, acclaimed, and free Business Success Wheel. In just 15 minutes, you check the 12 vital signs of your business and get the results immediately, confirming your biggest strengths and exposing your biggest weaknesses. Visit straightforwardsuccess.com. Transform your business with Straightforward Success. That's straightforwardsuccess.com. In sales, are you a lion or a vulture? Lions don't wait, they just go for it. Vultures hang around until the lions are finished and just pick up the scraps. How can you set yourself apart as a lion? Join the other aspiring sales lions and listen to Forget Patience, Let's Sell Something with host Ty Maynard. You'll learn the tips and strategies of top sales professionals. You'll gain more clients at a faster rate and at higher margins. If you're a sales professional, business owner, or executive, listen in every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on the Voice America Business Channel. Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network. You're tuned in to Success Unchained with Anthony and Julie McGloin. To connect with the show today, please call 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to Anthony at straightforwardsuccess.com. Now, back to Success Unchained.
And welcome back to the final part of the show. Part of the show that we're going to show you how to take your learning into earning. Because that's the key. Let's take all these great tips from all these great books and help it develop you and your business. And as I said, it's your take on things that makes all the difference. I might have mentioned briefly, but in our industry, in the business coaching and training industry, for many years, people really did teach the concepts of Think and Grow Rich. And how many years? Decades old. And whilst it's timeless, people don't just want to hear someone else's spokesperson. So what we've done is take all the best bits, literally thousands of hours of learning, as you mentioned, Julie, you know, hundreds of the best business books, dozens of the best business models, and combine them and then add in our own take. And that's what makes you different in your business. That's what makes you stand out, having your take on the classic things that make up a business. Let's give you an example. Do you want to go through that email that we had just before the break, Julie?
Yeah, sure. It's from Adrian, who says he likes all the books we've mentioned, but the best for small businesses has to be The E-Myth Revisited.
And we agree.
Absolutely.
We really do. In fact, just during the break there, we were thinking it's such a good book. Let's dedicate the next 5-10 minutes or so to it, not just to go through the bits, but to work out how they're relevant for business today, because The E-Myth Revisited is all about producing results. It's not just how to do it, but it's getting results out of doing it. And it says one of the key things is that your business reflects your personality. Your business is a distinct reflection of who you are. So if you're disorganized, guess what your business will be?
Disorganized.
Yeah. If you're greedy and your business is only about you and making money, then your employees and your clients will be greedy and it'll give you all sorts of problems.
Well, actually, because the employees get greedy, they'll start stealing from you.
Yes.
And giving much less of themselves because
they
just
want it for them.
And
always asking for more.
Yeah.
And if you're the key about this, which is so relevant to today's program, is that if your knowledge is limited, your business knowledge will be limited and your business will be limited accordingly. So
you can't move your business forward if you don't know how.
And you mentioned earlier, Julie, about change. You know, it must continuously change if you're going to survive. But who and what is the first thing to change? It's got to be you.
Got to be you.
There was, what do they call it? Entrepreneurial seizure.
Entrepreneurial seizure.
Entrepreneurial seizure, was it?
As an employee, what am I looking? What am I working for someone else for?
No, I think we just lost your microphone there for a moment, Julie.
Did
so,
you?
Yeah. So, as an what did I heard as an employee?
As an employee, if you're an employee, he says, "What entrepreneurial seizure is when you're an employee and you're thinking, oh my gosh, what am I doing here? Why am I working for someone else? And you think to yourself, I know, I'll start my own business. That's entrepreneurial seizure.
So you think you're working for an idiot.
And then you start working for a lunatic.
Yourself. And there's a fatal assumption in the book That is, if you understand the technical work of the business and you understand that the business does technical work, but it's two completely different things. This was a concept that was quite difficult to understand if it was new to you. But that fatal assumption is just taking things on face value and thinking just because you know something about it, that you know all about it.
No, that's so true. Yeah.
I like the three persons it tells, the three people in each of us.
Well, and there are, aren't there? You've got to be the leader, you've got to be the manufacturer, and you've got to be the front person.
Yeah. And it's the entrepreneur, the manager, and the technician. And the entrepreneur is the visionary.
Yes, they're the ones who have the goals and the dreams and the visions and the aspirations.
And the energy.
Mm.
And the entrepreneur lives in the future. Never the past and rarely the present, which is a nightmare. And think of this, in your own business, you've probably got an entrepreneur and you've probably got a manager and a technician, and they're different people. And you imagine the difficulties when you're trying to get them to combine and come up with ideas and decisions themselves. The thing is that the E-Myth says that these three people exist in all of us. And each of them is fighting for supremacy.
Well, it's a matter of knowing when to put the right hat on.
Yeah. So if the entrepreneur looks for the future, the manager is all about planning and is the pragmatic, puts the order and the structure in place, doesn't he?
You know, it kind of goes back to what we work with all of our clients on, and that is personality profiling. Find out what you are. Find out whether you're the dreamer, whether you're the one who's going to do the work. But find out where you are in a personality profile, because at that point you can start adapting the different hats, because you know where you need to focus on the strengths. You know the weaknesses you need to get rid of. You need to know when to be able to do different things. So I highly recommend, even if you're in a business on your own and you don't have those three individuals to work in your business, that you do your own personality profile and find out where you need to learn up and to cover the areas that you may not naturally be.
Yeah. And the best one that we use, we find is the DISC profile. But now, so the entrepreneur lives in the future, the manager lives in the past, and he just wants structure and order, almost to a compulsive level. He builds his house and wants to live in it forever. So without the manager, there could be no structure, there'd be no business, no society, I think the book says. Without the entrepreneur, there could be no innovation. So those are the two differentials there. Then you come to the third one, which is the technician. Do you want to describe how you see the technician, Julie?
Well, he's the one that lives in the present. He's the one, he's the glue. And as long as he's working, he's happy. You know, the technician is kind of like the accounts person in your business, where they're pulling it all together and they're keeping an eye on everything that's going on. The technician is, he's thinking that he's unproductive completely unless he's thinking about the work that needs to be done. And the thing about the technician is that because he's so focused on what he's doing to make sure everything gets done, that he feels that everybody gets in his way.
And that's true, because to the manager, the technician becomes a problem to be managed. To the technician, the manager becomes a meddler to be avoided. And to both of them, the entrepreneur is the one who got them into the trouble in the first place. So, you know, when these three people are fighting in your mind to gain control, the book just says how important it is to identify each of them. And when think of them as three personalities in your own mind. When one personality is over dominant and out of balance, it's when you get the conflict in your business. So it really is a great book. What are the other bits and pieces that come out of the E-Myth?
Let's think here.
For me, it was a blinding flash of the obvious. What was a blinding flash of the obvious, I was building it up there for dramatic effect, was that this whole principle of these three people, because, you know, you normally think of yourself as one type of person. And, you know, think of the businesses you've worked in. It's so important to identify where the conflict arises and be able to address it, because it really does allow everybody to understand their own part in the business and address the imbalances, really.
Yep. And they have to be addressed, which comes back to change.
And this is one of the things that we do with our clients in the very first month of working with them, which is that when you become a client of ours, you're going to have a in-depth analysis of you and your business to fully understand where you are now, point A that we mentioned before, and very importantly, point B, your destination, your long-term destination, because your long-term goals must dictate your short-term goals, not vice versa. That is so important. And by doing that, you know, that principle, as in the E-Myth, it's a very unthreatening way of allowing you to identify your own part in your own future, breaking it down into manageable steps. And I think the thing is, you know, these three are in yourself, aren't you? You combine the entrepreneur, the manager, and the technician all in one body, one mind.
And you know, the funny thing is, there are probably a few other types thrown in there as well.
But without the, which do you think is the most important, Julie, if you had to choose one?
I'm not sure there is anyone that's the most important, because you have to have a vision. You have to be able to know that there's a strong future ahead of you. You've got to be able to put the nuts and the bolts together, and you've got to be able to lead the charge. So I think they all have to work hand in hand.
And that's why there is no right nor wrong in this. People have a different view of the business depending upon their personality and their profile.
And I think one of the things at this point is that you have to have structured systems.
Yeah.
Because you have to have things that you can follow. Whether you are the visionary, whether you're the technician, or whether you're the manager, you still have to have rules of the game.
And what do we do with our clients? We help them develop a business that is profitable, sustainable, and that works without them having to do it all themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So the system, that three-line, almost the mantra for business. Systems run your business. People
run your systems.
And you, as the business owner, run your people.
Exactly.
So who was it? It was Adrian who talked about the E-Myth. And it really is. I would actually say, if there was one book to read out of all the ones that we've mentioned, particularly if you're setting up a business or if the business is not performing as well as it could do, this book, The E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber, gives you lots of ideas that will work in any business.
Yep.
Simple, effective ways, even with an intangible product. Actually, just thinking of one other book, Selling the Invisible, Harry Beckwith. If you're selling something that is intangible, that's a great little book giving you dozens of ways to sell things that are intangible.
So for those of you who haven't read The E-Myth, it's a story. This is another one of those storybooks. It tells a story of a bakery and how for decades the baker had to cut off the ends of the loaves of the dough.
Oh, I love this. Yes. Yeah, this is so true.
This apparently was a secret to the quality of the baking process. And people would ask, why do you cut the ends off of the dough? Oh, it's an old secret process. We've been doing it for years. Well, what turns out was that when they finally checked with the old grandma, the original baker of the whole place, she said that it was done because they had smaller baking tins.
And so what they'd been doing for years was throwing away 10% of their profit.
Yep.
Just by cutting off the ends of the loaf.
Because they thought that that's what should have been done.
So think of what are the things you're doing to throw away 10% of your profit just because you've always done it that way. And once you realize that, it's time to change, which is the real theme of all the great books.
Yep, it is.
But Julie, it's time to wrap it up for another show. Hopefully everybody's realized just how important it is to read the great business books. And remember, avid readers earn 5 times more than those who don't.
That's good. That's good remembering. And apart from showing you how to be successful, they also highlight mistakes so you don't fall into the same traps. So if you haven't taken up reading yet, it's a great time to start.
And we've given you some excellent books to start with. Happy to hear others from you, but they're all directly relevant to your own business or career. And as Julie said, we've incorporated many of the best concepts into everything we do in this business.
That includes our website. So if you go to it now, straightforwardsuccess.com, you can download the Business Success Wheel.
It's a free management tool that shows you exactly how well or otherwise you're doing in the 12 key areas of your business.
It only takes just 15 minutes. We hope you like it.
Absolutely. But for now, it's goodbye from Angeline McGloin.
And it's goodbye from me, Julie McGloin. Have a great week. We'll see you next time.
Bye for now.
Thanks again for joining us this week for Success Unchained. Please tune in again next Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time for another edition featuring your hosts, Anthony and Julie McGloin, on the Voice America Business Channel. See you then.